This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A landslide at a remote jade mine in northern Myanmar's Rakhine State killed one person, left at least 70 missing Wednesday, and a search and rescue operation continues. Reports were scant from the area, which is the central, the world's biggest and most lucrative jade mining industry. It's a region where sporadic fighting has broken out between the Myanmar army and ethnic guerrilla forces. A rescue team official, Nyal Chaw, was coordinating the effort and said more than 70 miners who were digging for jade were swept into a lake a couple of hours before dawn when the landslide hit. Earth and waste from several mines around the area and a village slid 60 meters down a cliff and struck the miners. A Libyan parliamentary committee says that it has become impossible to hold a long-awaited presidential vote in 2 days as scheduled. The widely expected announcement was the first official statement that the vote would not happen on Friday after calls mounted for delay. The country's election commission has failed to name a final list of candidates, and it's disbanded electoral committees late. The country's elections commission disbanded electoral committees, and it never named a final list of candidates as it was supposed to. Fighting the Omicron variant surging through the country, U.S. President Joe Biden announced the government will provide 500 million free rapid home testing kits, increase support for hospitals under strain and redouble vaccine and boosting efforts. At the White House Tuesday, Biden detailed major changes to his COVID-19 winter plan. It's enforced by the fast-spreading variant whose properties are not fully understood by scientists. This is VOA News. Israel announced on Tuesday that it will offer a fourth dose of the COVID-19 vaccine to people older than 60 amid concern about the spread of the Omicron variant. A health ministry expert panel recommended the fourth shot, a decision that was swiftly welcomed by the Prime Minister Naftali Bennett as great news that will help overcome the Omicron wave that is spreading around the world. Although the decision is pending formal approval by senior health officials, Bennett urged Israelis to get the dose as soon as possible, saying his message is, don't waste time, go get vaccinated. The decision follows the first known death in Israel of a patient with the Omicron variant. An Israeli hospital on Tuesday confirmed the death, but said he had suffered a number of serious pre-existing conditions. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday blamed the West for escalating tensions in Europe, saying it had incorrectly assessed the outcome of the Cold War. Speaking to senior military officials, Putin said Russia would respond adequately to any Western aggression and would develop its army further. Russia has amassed tens of thousands of troops on the border with Ukraine, demanding that NATO refuse to accept the former Soviet Republic as a member and guarantee that no weapons or troops will be deployed there. U.S. officials have approved two solar projects in the state of California and opening public lands in other western states to potential solar developments. The moves are part of the Biden administration's effort to counter climate change by shifting from fossil fuels. The company proposing the projects east of Los Angeles say combined that they will generate enough power for about 132,000 homes. Two past right-wing governments in Latin America and one from the left have been found guilty by the Inter-American Court of Human Rights, which on Tuesday said the country's current government should make reparations. The military dictatorship that ruled Argentina from 1976 to 1983 was found guilty in the forced disappearance of a couple and of taking their children. Guatemala's right-wing government of the 1980s was found guilty of a massacre, and the recent left-wing government of Ecuador's Rafael Correa was castigated for violating the rights of journalists. And a jury has finished its first full day of deliberations without reaching a verdict in the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. A jury asked Tuesday to review the testimony of the three of four women who said Maxwell aided Jeffrey Epstein in their abuse between 1994 and 2004. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.